Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to be home. You know, it's good to know that, you know, God has given us gifts. And one of the gifts which he has given us, it's you. You know, when we are home in Zambia, we are thinking of our friends and family home in the USA. So we feel joyous. You know, sometimes words cannot describe, but we are so excited to be home here. You have touched our lives. You know, you have changed our lives, and you are changing people's lives in Zambia. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we want to thank you this morning for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who is always there for us. Thank you, Lord, for inviting us into your presence. And thank you, Lord, for leading us. Pray that, God, may this season truly be meaningful to us, that indeed we'll know the gift we have, and we will say, we are coming home. We are coming home to Jesus. There's no better place than Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. I pray that, God, you anoint my lips as I share what you have done in our lives. As we look at our story, Lord, it becomes your story, because you are the God who is working in all our lives. Be with us this morning, for I ask and pray in the name which is above all other names, the name of Jesus. And all God's people say, Amen. That was an amen. Well, thank you. If you are here, you are not a Christian. You don't know Jesus in a personal way. I invite you that may this season be the season when you can say, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm coming home to you because you saved me. You know, church is not about being nominal Christian in name only. It's about our personal walk with the Lord. May you come home. You know, I was agonizing. What should I share? I'd prepared a 12-page sermon. But I realized I need to share my heart with these people. They need to know that they've been with us in Zambia. You have been praying for us. You have been supporting us. God has been answering prayers. And before I share, I thought of maybe reading a story, a very familiar story. And if there's anything else we can live with today, it's that story. Isaiah chapter 9, from verse 2 to 7, it reads, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest. As men rejoice when they divide the spoil, for you shall break the yoke of them, burden and the staff on their shoulders, the root of their oppressor as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish." This is the word of the Lord. I wanted to throw in a story. Just to show how generous some folks can be this holiday season, there's a story of a group of men in the locker room of a private club when suddenly a cell phone rings and the following conversation takes place. "Hello, honey, it's me, Sugar. Are you at the club?" "Yes." "Great. I'm at the mall 2 blocks from where you are. I'm calling to say I just saw the most beautiful mink coat. It's absolutely gorgeous. Can I buy it for Christmas?" "What's the price, honey?" "Only $2,500. "Well, okay, go ahead and get it if you like it that much. And I also stopped by the Mercedes dealership. And I saw the new 2004 models. I saw one I really liked. I spoke with the salesman and he gave me a really good price. And since we need to exchange the BMW we bought last year, what price did he quote you?" "Only $65,000. "Okay, but for that price, I want it with all options." "Great. But before we hang up, there's something else. What it might seem like a lot, but I drove by that house we looked at last year, and it's for sale. You know the one with the pool, the English garden, and the ocean view? How much are they asking?" "Only 1.2. "Well, then go ahead and buy it, but only offer 1.1. "Okay, okay, sweetie, thanks. I'll see you later. I love you. Bye, I love you." The man closes the cell phone and holds it up and asks, "Does anyone know whose this phone belongs to?" Make sure you keep tied to your cell phone. Finding our way home, it's why we are here. Because we want to find our way home for Christmas. "For unto us a child is born. We have a wonderful counselor. We have the mighty God, the one who is. And with that, he has done so great things in our lives, in your lives. He has continued to work within us. And we feel the presence of the Lord. We acknowledge for what he is in our lives. I want to share a little bit about Northrise University. You know, the more I share about Northrise University, it's not our story. It's God's story. God, him alone, he has brought it to us. But before I say that, I want to say thank you to all of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for walking with us. You have been there with us. You know, if we were alone in Zambia and you were not there, it would have been very difficult for us. Because we know we'll be alone there, but we are not. We know we have a family like you who has started something great in our lives. For those of you who don't know, God has given us a vision to start a Christian university in Zambia. For the past 15 years, we have been praying, and God has brought people like you, many people like you, you know, to start this school. I want to share with you just a little bit, just to give you a glimpse of what God is doing through you. You have done so great. Our welcome to Zambia, you know, when we arrived July 22nd, you know, when you come back home, you know, your friends are not there. Some of them have gone outside of Zambia. Some of them have gone to other cities. But when you meet relatives and those old friends, you know, you say, how are you? Oh, we are fine. But before you name any names, we wanted to let you know that person is dead. That one is dead. That one is in hospital seriously. That one, we don't know what's going on. That one, they have no food. That's our welcome. Our welcome back home. It's a welcome, you know, it's a pregnant welcome where you can go and then your hearts break. But we were not just there. We started interviewing students. We had so many students who applied. 530, we just want 60, 60. And that was really hard to say no to some students. You know, we had set up, you know, aptitude tests for other students, and then we brought 160 to interview them. Now, for 3 weeks, you know, we heard stories from students. I mean, horror stories, sad stories, and good stories. Sometimes, you know, some of the stories are, a student comes in and you go, how is your mom and dad? He goes, I have no mom and dad. How are you going to afford to pay for tuition fees? They go, I don't know. Others will come in and say, mom and dad are there, and they're excited that I'm coming to North Rise University. How much have you saved so far? Oh, we have been saving. We have $100 towards our tuition fee. Saving for 3 years, $100. Many stories like that. You know, sometimes we broke, you know, in our hearts. We cried. You know, we realized, Lord, we were like this. We have been there. But we know you can change people's lives. And we are here to empower the people of Zambia. And hopefully, a nation will be changed. So that was our welcome and student selection. It was so difficult to go through the 3 weeks. But God gave us grace to be able to share the good news. We are starting with 2 programs, 2-year programs, one in information systems, another one in Christian ministries. We have 40 students for information systems and 20 students for Christian ministries. Among the Christian ministries, students who are there, we have pastors, we have leaders, we have you know, music directors, you name them. They all want to come. You know, for you here, every major highway, there's a school. For us, maybe you have to put together the whole Zambia to have 2 universities. And, you know, it's not every major highway. You know, it's not every major walkway. But, boy, we don't have the opportunities you have. You know, sometimes I would say, you know, if I was born here, I would have been everywhere, just studying, giving me that opportunity, studying all the time. And our friends here, they said, you know, we have friends from Zambia. They said, why should you go back to Zambia when you have got the education? Now you can work and make a living. You know, we realize we have a greater call than that. You know, it's not working and making a living that is important. It's doing the will of God and sharing your heart with people who have less. And guess what? We have brought you, all of you, to Zambia. So we don't have less. We have more because we have you. Now, just wanted to share something on a PowerPoint and we'll walk through it. I want you to see the building which God has given us. I want you to see some of the students, and I want you to know the status where we are, and then our needs and where we are going. But I want to tell you, we are so excited. Come January 5th, we start classes. You know, so excited. I can't wait to stand before students. students and share with them the gospel. It's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's look at the PowerPoint which I prepared. North Rise University, empowering the people of Zambia. We want to participate in what God is doing. God has already started the work in us, and we continue to enjoy that work. So that's our theme. As we empower the people of Zambia, we are changing some people's lives. You are participating in that. That's Caravel House. You know, that's the building God has given us. It's a 5-story building. A very beautiful building. And the way we have done it, you know, in Zambia, it's the ground floor, first floor, but I won't confuse you. You know, the first floor, there will be offices and having a dining room which can sit maybe 75 students and a small library. And some offices and a kitchen. Then the second floor, we'll have our offices there, administration. And you know, we have put 3 cubicles where we want to have a small clinic. A clinic where we can bring in students, you know, if they have a headache, if they have malaria, we want to bring them there. Because when they go to hospital, in our hospitals, we have no medicine. For those who are there, you know, doctors, they just give you a prescription and you have to go and buy medicine. And there are people who are dying because they don't have $20 to buy the malaria course. They don't have $10 to buy, you know, Tylenol. They have nothing. So we are hoping, as you pray about it, that you help us to stock that small clinic, so that we can have a full-time nurse there who can help both the students and faculty. This is the third floor. This is one of the classrooms. This is the way it was. You know, we removed the partitions and we said, with what help you have given us, we started work. We have 4 classrooms. 1 computer lab, 1 computer hardware lab, where we can train these students. And this is the computer classroom before. And the way it's looking now, that's the computer classroom. That's what you have done with the dollars you have given us and the prayers you have made for us. This is what we have done. We bought desks and chairs. 1 classroom is furnished. Other 2 classrooms will be furnished, which we are calling generic classrooms. They are not computer classrooms. And we'll have 2-3 more to go. We pray that God, as He continues providing for us, will furnish those, you know, classrooms. The same classroom, we are ready to go, ready to teach. You know, we bought computers, you know, right, would you believe it, right in the jungle. We have put these 2 servers there. We have mounted an antenna, and now we are 24 hours connected internet, wireless, where students can research, we can email you, we can send pictures. Just that small room is doing wonders. Again, we say thank you. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for being there for us. That students will be able to research, not only research, but be part of what we call the world. You know, there are other people who have never seen a computer. We are having students who have never sat on a computer. But we believe they will learn. Because I know Doreen had never sat on a computer when we were in Zambia. And when we went to Australia, Doreen has managed to do an MBA in information systems. If she can do it, I'm sure most students will do it. So that's where we are. This is one of the students, Agnes Banda. You know, Agnes, when she came for the interviews, you know, when we asked her about mom and dad, she says, I have no mom and dad. I'm living with my aunt. She had no resources, but yet beautiful young lady, 21 years old, looking forward to studying at North Rise University. She's so excited. We have made a video of some of the students. You'll be seeing them as time goes along. But you know, when you meet someone like this, it's not changing her life. It's changing our lives. We are being changed each day we meet these students because their stories, they become part of our story. And they become part of God's story. That's another one. And you know, Bill Beck, he knows how to pronounce that word. You know, just like that. And even Joanne Eyman. Dingiswayo Piri. Handsome young man, looking forward, no opportunity. Tried to go to the University of Zambia 3 times, but no success. But once North Rise came to Ndola, you couldn't believe these students. They walk past Caravel House all the time. They can't wait for the doors to open. So we have Dingiswayo Piri. We brought them together, you know, students, about 9 of them. You know, you can see they're in class. Looking forward, we're interviewing them. You know, the other lady you see at the far end, she's over 30 years. But she has been longing to go to a university. You know, you have students here by 17, 18, they go to the university. You know, we don't have, you know, sometimes we have students who are 35 years wanting to just walk into a class. She is looking forward to coming. You know, ages of our students, they range from 19 to 49. Those are the students we have. Same students. These are the students we have. You know, we just brought 9 of them. And some of them there, one of them is an accountant, he's 40 years plus. But you know, he has received a call, he has been wanting to go to a Bible school. But you know, sometimes in our country, you know, Bible schools, they are established, but they are so denominational. Unless you belong to the Baptist, or unless you belong to Assemblies of God. For us, we have opened doors. Whether you are a believer or a non-believer, as a student, you are welcome. We want to have you. Hopefully, North Rise will be used as a tool to evangelize to these students. We believe as they come to North Rise, God has called them. So these are some of the students. The second floor of our 5-story building, there is an apartment. It's a 3-bedroom apartment, self-contained apartment, very beautiful. We have laid down the towers, and this apartment is for you people, for visiting instructors, those who come to Zambia want to teach, they will have a place where to stay. And that's the place. We need instructors in computer programming, computer studies. We need instructors in Christian ministries, in leadership development, in biology, in English. You name them. We need you. You know, for you, you might think, you know, you are seated there and say, what can I do in Zambia? I can't do anything. You can. You know, because we have a kitchen, we can serve. We have a building to maintain. We have students to love. So each one of you have a place to play in this. So that's the three-bedroom apartment. That's the kitchen. You know, it looks beautiful. Before, you know, it wasn't all that, but now we are able to say, thank you, God, for bringing all you friends to help. And now we have something we can call North Rise University. You know, at the rooftop, you know, we had nothing. There were no roof rails. So we realized, you know, if students go there, you know, and they're having a bad time, we don't want any accidents. So we decided to put the rails, and after the rainy season, we'll put the concrete there where we can put tables and umbrellas for students to study. And for us even to have an assembly, you know, we are way up, we can overlook the whole downtown of Ndola. We can see the whole Ndola right there. So that's one way we can bring students together, but we have protected them. We have staff. You know, we have about 5 employees as of today. You know, the man seated there is our business manager, Mr. Laston Hamonga. We love him dearly. He's an elder in one of the local churches. We are working with him. He's doing a great job. And you know, he's a prayer warrior, somebody who believes that this North Rise University will come to pass. We are glad. And the other one is the obvious one, Doreen. We have just recruited a temporary receptionist. You know, we want to work with her. But you know, because we are about to train, we would love to put her in some of the classes so that she can train, she can become maybe one of our, either a librarian or a receptionist. Her name is Lizzie Malama. That's the status. You know, we'll always go to God and say, Lord, this is how far you have given us. These are the things you have given us. We have a building, a 5-story building. Lord, we are so thankful. We thank you, Lord, for bringing it to us. We have 60 students who have been enrolled who always go back to the Lord. Lord, thank you. You know, because sometimes it's so easy when God blesses you, when you have so much, you forget to go back to him. The way we have been crying, we'll go back to him praising his name and say, Lord, we thank you. Classes begin January 5th. Wherever you are, remember us. Pray for us. But we'll start with a dedication service on January 3rd. You know, what we want is to dedicate ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, this is your work. We need you. Guide us. Move with us. We have 20 classroom computers and 2 servers. We thank the Lord for that. For 60 students, we can manage the first year. We can train them using the 20 computers we have. And on top of that, we have 640 acres of land waiting for us. We'll start farming next year. Maybe we can do 5 or 10 acres of land and do farming. So we have a lot. You have blessed us with so much, and this is what we have. We have so many friends who are working with us. You know, Paul Au, you know, the chairman of our board, he has been to Zambia several times. He'll be one of the instructors. He has worked hard for us. You know, Bruce Talmage, he has been there for, you know, to put together the, you know, the architecture of our, you know, servers and everything else. There are so many I can mention names. Each one of you, you have a placard in our hearts that you are there helping us. These are our needs. You know, we'll continue praying that God will continue meeting our needs. But the first and foremost need we have is that we'll continue honoring God in all we do. You know, sometimes, you know, we can think we are smart, we can think we are clever, to come up with a vision like that. No, it's not us. It's not because of our smartness. It's because of our God. Him alone he starts, him alone he shuts. And we want to continue honoring him to say, Lord, we thank you. We want to walk with you. Every instructor at Northrise University will be a Christian. We'll have men and women who can proclaim the gospel of God. So that's our need. Will you pray with us? We need books for the library. I know you have several books in this country, and you know sometimes when you look at bookshelves in homes and everywhere else, sometimes they are new, and you know some people, they don't even touch them. We need those books. I know one person is saying, are you talking about me? No. It's all of you. You know, one theology book you give, English book you give, and you know, whatever textbook you have, we'll put them together, we'll have a library. We have just bought a library software to put all those books together. As we receive them, we say, thank you, Lord. We need kitchen equipment, and that will allow us to do the feeding program where we can feed students. You know, we have students where, you know, they don't have a meal per day. We have people in Zambia, you know, we have a phrase, you know, the 001, which means, you know, no breakfast, no lunch, but our dinner. And if you ask somebody, says, how was your day yesterday? They say, oh, my day was not so good because it was all. It was no breakfast, no lunch, no dinner. And no wonder people are dying of AIDS because there is no nutrition. You know, once that disease catches them, they are gone. There is no immune system in them. So we need that. We need to feed them. We need more computers for our three classrooms and desks for the other three classrooms. We need teachers. If you are here, you know, it's okay to come to Africa. You know, sometimes we see on our TVs, you know, sometimes the Africa we see is one part of Africa. There's another good part of Africa. And that good part of Africa is the people. When you come to minister to them, that's good. We need you to come and help us. We need equipment, just maybe two or three beds, and just to stock up medicine for our, you know, small clinic, then we are ready to go. You know, people are dying of AIDS because sometimes people cannot afford. Maybe the clinic, they reuse the needles over and over. And guess what happens? If one or two needles, some people, you know, maybe they had AIDS, we will have thousands of people with HIV/AIDS. The more needles we have, the better for us. And we need student sponsorship. It's not a lot. Yes, it's a lot to us. $1,350 a year, you sponsor one student. $50 per month, you give a meal once a day for 1 month for a student. And there are many others needs you can participate in. But I want to assure you, God is with us, and he will continue meeting our needs as we go on. We invite you to participate. We invite you to be part of, you know, Northrise. We have our address, and the main address is Grace Fellowship Church. Guess what? You can't miss it. It's here or a P.O. box. That's what we are on about, to empower the people of Zambia and to say, Lord, we want to participate in what you have done for us. And to us, a child is given to us. There is no other gift we can crave for, but it's the gift of the Son of God. In all we do, may Christ bring glory to his name. May God be glorified. May Northrise be his story. May your stories be God's story. As we celebrate Christmas this year, remember that you have received a gift. It's not the gift you are giving out which is important. It's the gift which you have received. Don't resist the Son of God. Do not put him away and say, you know, maybe next year when I start, I'll make sure I'll be a strong Christian and then I'll receive him as my personal Lord and Savior. Today is the day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there for us. So let's pray together. Father, we are grateful. We thank you, Lord, for being with us. Lord, as I have shared a glimpse of what you continue to do in our lives, I pray that, God, you touch your people. You move your people to praying for us. Above all, may you continue bringing that gift which you have for all of us, the Son of God. May he be real in our lives. May we know that truly we have a Savior. May this Christmas truly mean something, that of having received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Lord, as we sing Happy Birthday to Jesus, as we sing all our carols, Father, may we be reminded that you have done a work in us and will continue praising your name. We thank you, Lord. Father, for those who are sick in our midst, we pray for your touch. We pray that, God, you will continue ministering to them in a special way. For those who are suffering from depression, that, Father, you minister to them in a powerful way, that indeed you raise them up to a place where they can say, I have a Savior. I can walk with him. Amazing grace. How sweet that sounds. Thank you, Lord. Go before us. Be with us. For we pray and ask in the name which is above all other names, the name of Jesus. And all God's people say, Amen. Well, I'm looking at the musicians. They are looking at me. Maybe this is the right time to say, let's all stand and we go in peace. May Shalom go with you. Thank you.